Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yesterday, if you were on the drive anywhere near Monroe, you probably heard the sound check coming from Lollapalooza. That's where Dean Richards is this morning. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, I like to hang out where the biggest crowds of people are at any given moment in downtown Chicago.
Well, they're not there quite yet, are they?
No, they very definitely are not. And I'll tell you, you know, I've covered the opening day of Lollapalooza for however many years that it's been in Chicago now. And normally, by this time of the morning, we would have people waiting in line to get into the gates to be the first ones in, blocks and blocks long. That's how many people would be waiting. At this moment, I'm looking at the line to get in. There are 11 people waiting at the gate right now. So far fewer people waiting to get in. I have not heard if Lala is sold out today or not. I've been trying to get information from the Lollapalooza people. I haven't responded to my request just yet, but I expect that people are going to be coming. I think that they're probably just waiting a little bit longer. Maybe the threat of rain earlier today held people off. It's a very different scene out here this morning.
It's the beginning of the four-day fest, and gates open at 11. The music ends around 10, and there could be 400,000 attendees before it's over, 170 musical performances. And, of course, the concern is the Delta variant, isn't it? And, oh, by the way, yeah. Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I know you talked to our friends at Northwestern Medicine about this. Any updates?
Yeah, I talked with Dr. Kevin Most about it yesterday, and he really is advising people to stay away. He said, you know, that if you are going to be coming out here at all today, wear a mask, even if you're vaccinated, to try to stay away from, you know, these large groups that congregate in front of each of the stages. While they're expecting 100,000 people on the grounds in total today, at any given time, for the headliners, for example, Miley Cyrus is the big headliner for today. At her stage tonight at 8 o'clock, there probably will be about 40 or 50,000 people in front of the stage. And if it was going to be like it's been in years past, they are people that are literally shoulder to shoulder, that are jumping up and down and dancing and screaming and singing and, you know, carrying on. And Dr. Kevin Most says that that is super unsafe, that if you can, try to, you know, find an isolated spot, stay out of the big crowds, you know, wear a mask, you know, take all the necessary precautions, because with this many people, even if they're all vaccinated, you know, the vaccination effectiveness rate is about 95%, which means that 5% of the people, even if you're vaccinated, with the Delta variant especially, which is so highly contagious, still could get the Delta variant this weekend. So out of 100,000 people, that's about, what, 5,000? Something like that?
Could be.
That's a lot of people who could get a positive test result just for coming to a music festival today. But I was talking to some of the kids who are waiting in line, and they don't care. They're happy to be out with their friends. They're happy to be seeing live music. I asked them, are they going to take the precautions? Are they going to tone it down a little bit? And they said, absolutely not. They're going to, party like it's 2021.
Well, you know, the other problem is the vaccination cards can be forged. The forehead thermometers aren't reliable in the heat. And young people are likely to be asymptomatic. And a lot of people say don't be surprised if cases bump up here in mid-August.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, the virus could be spread here at the festival, and then they go back to their homes, wherever they happen to be from. Ironically, the kids that I talked to are waiting in line this morning are from Missouri, where the vaccination rate is so low and the COVID rate is so high. So who knows what's going to happen as a result of this?
Yeah, I mean, I grabbed this thing here, this note about the protocols. You have to show proof of vaccination or a negative test result from within the previous 24 hours. I get confused.
Right.
24 hours.
That's what they changed it to, 24 hours, right.
And yesterday when we had Dr. Eileen Marty on, who advises the World Health Organization on mass gatherings, I told her about those protocols, and I said, do you think it's enough? And she said, well, it would have been, but not with the Delta variant. So that's the big concern. Talking to Dean Richards, who's at Lollapalooza getting ready for the opening this morning. And I guess if what Bob Odenkirk's eldest son says is accurate, he's going to be okay. What's the latest, Dean?
Yeah, the word about Bob is that he is resting in stable condition. He still is in that hospital in New Mexico where he was brought the other day after he collapsed while he was shooting his series Better Call Saul. His son issued a statement saying that he suffered a heart-related incident, but didn't say specifically what that is. But the news appears to be positive. They're expecting him to make a full recovery. AMC, the network that airs the show, says they're grateful to know that he's in stable condition and receiving excellent care. So good news for one of Chicago's very own, who's a little scary for a minute, but looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends around here. He grew up in Naperville. We reported earlier about Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. He has passed away at the age of 72, and he was one of the original guys, right? One of the bearded wonders.
He was one of the bearded wonders. That's very true. He died in his sleep at his home in Houston, Texas. He, along with Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard, ironically enough, the drummer's name is Frank Beard, in that group, have been together for more than 50 years. And they had been performing up until recently. Rusty had a hip issue and had to miss out on some performances, but he was expected to come back. So we don't know a cause of death just yet, but ZZ Top, you know, one of the greatest and, of course, known for their trademark super beards that they all sported.
The beards and sounds like this one. This was really the breakthrough record. LaGrange. We'll hear a few seconds of this.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town.
I don't think the car horn was in the record. That's that's where Dean is. Are you on? Where are you? Are you on Monroe Street? Where are you exactly?
I'm on Michigan Avenue and Jackson right now. This is where the people are lining up, waiting to get in. And as I say, the scene from the way that it's been in every single year that we've covered this is so different this year, where normally there would be blocks and blocks of people waiting to get in at this hour for the gates to open at 11 o'clock. There are literally 10, 15 people waiting in line to get in. But I'm also standing in front of a health screening tent. So this is brand new. There's a big sign on it that says, have proof of vaccination ready to go. And they've got all kinds of stations set up, and they're just testing the workers as they're coming into the park, but they obviously have this set up, you know, to check people's vaccinations and do the testing under this tent. Once they come in, they show their tickets, whatever they have, to get into the festival grounds. They're obviously going to go through this vaccination tent next to make sure that everyone who comes in, at least in theory, is testing negative.
I guess we can put this story in entertainment news, because he certainly was entertaining, but it's also a business story. Infomercial king and pioneering TV pitchman Ron Popeil passing away at the age of 86. Do you have your pocket fisherman on you, Dean?
I don't have it on me, but this is a sad statement about what a what a hoarder I am. I do have a pocket fisherman that I bought as a joke many, many, many years ago. And when I was the last time that I moved, which was about 10 years ago, you know, I was allegedly, you know, thinning out the herd of junk that I had. And I thought of my pocket fisherman, and I couldn't bring myself to get rid of it. Just don't even throw it away. So.
Well, then you'll enjoy hearing this one more time.
It's the fishing invention of the century. There's never been anything like it. Popeil's pocket fisherman. Men, women, youngsters can cast almost like experts the very first time. Small enough to fit in glove compartment, backpack, any travel bag, or even in your pocket. And pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box. Flip up the special DuPont nylon rod and you're ready to fish anytime. Even catch big ones like this with heavy test line and your favorite lure and shock absorber. Pocket Fisherman is made with a smooth action Johnson spin casting reel filled with Trilene XL line, and boy, does it catch fish. It's the perfect outfit for casting in tight spots. You can even hang it on your belt. Expert or amateur will love Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. It's rod, reel, line, bobber, hook, the whole thing. Yes, it's fishing fun for the whole family, and only $19.95. What a gift.
What a gift. And wait, there's more. There was always more, wasn't there, Dean?
Right. I think you got a bamboo steamer if you you know, purchased right away or something like that. I will tell you this, because I did bring my Popeil pocket fisherman to a fishing trip that I went on with my buddies back in the day. And be prepared to get a lot of grief from actual fishermen if you show up with these with a pocket fisherman while they're out there with all their reel and tackle and, you know, all their actual professional stuff, and you show up with your little TV gizmo.
I'll bet. Ron Popeil started his sales career right here in the Chicago area. He was at flea markets when he was 16, and I swear I remember, I don't know if it was Weebolts or Goldblatts, but he himself would be demonstrating the Ronco Chop-O-Matic food dicer downtown way back when. And he certainly made a lot of money and a name for himself, didn't he?
He sure did. I mean, it's those are classic items. It's Ron Popeil products.
Yep.
That he had, whether it was the Chop-O-Matic or the pocket fisherman. I want to say, wasn't there some kind of hair cutting device also?
Yeah.
I think it was called the Slobie.
He had the spray on hair thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was an aerosol powder designed to cover bald spots. And by the way, he sold Ronco in 2005, but he was always closely associated with all of his products. And
yeah, you're scaring me at your incredible knowledge of Ron Popeil. A little bit, Bob.
A lot of useless information. All right, Dean.
The scariest thing in my day today was going to be being out here. It turns out it's you. Popeil information.
We'll be hearing more from you at Lollapalooza, so don't put away your Mr. Microphone just yet, and we will talk to you.
I'll be back to pick you up later.
Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.